I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, February 9th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch said he would explore whether or not federal pandemic relief money coming into Quincy could be used to purchase two new fire trucks. Koch is requesting $2.3 million to replace a ladder truck and an engine. The city council is considering whether or not to bond that money, but Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney suggested that money from the Federal CARES Act could be used instead. Koch said he would investigate that option. Quincy Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci says any revenue that would be lost from a residential tax exemption would be made up by taxing large apartment buildings more. Palmucci and several other councilors are supporting a proposed ordinance that would provide property tax exemptions for people who own and live in their homes in Quincy. Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane cautioned that any lost tax revenue could result in budget cuts. But Palmucci argues no cuts would be needed because the tax loss would be made up by shifting the burden to large properties such as the Avalon Apartments. The proposal is under review in the Ordinance and Oversight Committees. The Quincy City Council wants to make sure that Capital Waste is abiding by their contract with the city. This week, councilors passed a resolution calling on DPW Commissioner Al Gracioso to appear before them to report on the status of contract compliance by Capital Waste. City Council President Noel DeBona says several councilors received emails from people complaining that some temporary employees of Capital Waste were not properly vetted by the company. DeBona would not elaborate, but said the problem appeared to be temporary workers who didn't receive adequate background checks. The Howes Neck Polar Plunge recently raised $1,800 for the Atherton House School PTO. Dozens of people braved the icy waters of Quincy Bay for the annual events. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, February 9th.